ॐ आपवित्रो पवित्रो वा सर्वावस्थं गतोऽपि वा यस्मरे पुण्डरीकाक्षं स भयाभ्यन्तरा सूचि. This sloka reveals to us the very heart of the process of initiation. Purified or unpurified, or even having passed through all situations, one who remembers the beautiful lotus-eyed Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes purified from without and within. Srila Prabhupada had us chant this sloka before initiation ceremony because it reveals to us the essence of the purpose of initiation and the purpose of life itself. The lower species of life are simply living, exhausting past karmas through eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. All the lower species are trying to find some pleasure in this world of duality. Durlabhamanava janma lobhya samsari. The human form of life is very rare. After millions and millions of births struggling to survive, we come to the human life. The great benediction of human life is it provides us the very rare and special opportunity to purify our hearts. Anandamayo Vyashat, the nature of the soul that is dwelling in all life, is to seek pleasure. The true pleasure that is the constitutional nature of the soul is Satchit Ananda, which is awakened through developing our loving propensity for the Supreme Lord. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Satya Kabunoi Sravanadi Sudicheti Kodiye Udoi. That this love, this unlimited happiness that we are all seeking is within the heart of all. Through purifying the mind, purifying the heart, this love is realized. Srila Prabhupada explained that Krishna consciousness is the original natural consciousness of every living entity. But due to the influence of ignorance and the ahankar or ego, we have forgotten this great treasure within us since time immemorial. To awaken, to revive our natural Krishna consciousness is the only real aim of human existence. Nayam deho deha bhajam naloke. Bhagavat describes that the dogs and the hogs who eat stool, they are seeking sense gratification. Human life that is not seeking self-realization is qualitatively no better than the lower animals. Tapo divyam putra kayena sattvam. Human life is meant for tapasya. That tapasya that awakens real happiness. Tapasya means accepting what is favorable for devotional service and rejecting what is favorable for devotional service, because that formula purifies the heart. At the time of initiation, we are taking a firm and solemn vow that this is our aim in life. We are determined to purify our heart and become perfect, faithful disciples of Guru Parampara and of Krishna. We should not take initiation as a social formality for any purpose. Our purpose of initiation is simply to dedicate our lives to the path of purification. That is what we are taking vows to do today. There are many priorities we have in life, but we are taking a vow to make our topmost priority to purify our heart and help others to become purified. It is very serious. According to how serious we take our vows and apply them in our life every day, that is how we will make spiritual progress. One does not make spiritual advancement by taking initiation. One makes spiritual advancement by very sincerely, with great determination and faithfulness, maintaining our vows of initiation. Srila Prabhupada explained, initiation means the beginning. It is not that on initiation we have achieved our goal. Actually, on initiation day, we formally declare to Guru, Krishna, the Vaishnavas, the sacred fire, and the whole parampara, that today I am with taking a vow to begin the process by which I can achieve the ultimate goal of life. There was an instance where a few days after initiation, one devotee left. Srila Prabhupada said he was never initiated. He made his vows, he took the beads, he sat at the sacred fire. Prabhupada said he was never initiated. This ceremony is very important, but the substance of the ceremony is our sincerity, our dedication. This is all important. Not only to follow the regulative principles and chant the holy names according to our prescribed vows, but to remain completely faithful to our Guru Parampara. Initiation, after taking these vows, whatever we do will have certainly more potency. That means our spiritual efforts will bear greater fruits of benefit. However, our offenses or our negligence will also be held more against us. So it is a very serious subject matter, taking initiation in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Srila Prabhupada made great emphasis on the importance of accepting Guru in an authorized disciplic succession. This is not only declared in the scriptures, evam parampara praptam, but it has also been followed by all of our great acharyas and even incarnations of the Lord. Whatever mantra receive, if it is not received in a proper authorized sampradaya, it has little or no value. So it is very essential that we have great faith in our parampara and what it represents. The dawn of creation, Lord Krishna initiated Brahma in transcendental knowledge and in the mantra. Brahma initiated Narada. Narada was the guru of Vedavyas, who later on accepted Madhvacharya as his disciple. And ultimately, through many, many generations of this great parampara, preserving pure, unalloyed devotion as the ultimate truth, Madhavendra Puri, Ishwara Puri, and then Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya himself, the Yuga Avatar, wanted to demonstrate to the world how important it is to accept initiation and instruction from a proper Vaishnav Sampradaya. Tadvidi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshantite jnanam jnani nastutta darshana. What is really accepting Guru mean? This is described in the fourth chapter of the Gita, that one should humble oneself. After humbling oneself, one should inquire submissively and be enthusiastic to render service. Service means to carry out the orders of the spiritual master. Lord Chaitanya himself, although the Lord, demonstrated this principle in his relation with his own guru. He taught the world. He not only presented himself as a great fool before his guru and inquired submissively, but he gave his life to execute the orders of his guru. And this sacred principle has been passed down through parampara since that beginning of creation. The six Goswamis, Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivasa Acharya, then Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, Baladev Vidyabhushan, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and our beloved Srila Prabhupada. They are the prominent great acharyas in this line of the Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya. Srila Prabhupada dedicated his life in an inconceivable sacrifice to fulfill the prophecy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Pure devotional service is not the property of any nation or any caste. It is the natural right of every living entity. It was in Alalanath, just near Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, before beginning his South Indian tour, had a wonderful kirtan where thousands and thousands and thousands of people from the local villages were dancing and singing in ecstatic love. Upon seeing that, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he predicted that by Lord Chaitanya's influence, ecstatic love will be distributed throughout the world, in all towns and villages, through the chanting of the holy names. That is found in Chaitanya Charitamrita. In Chaitanya Bhagavat and Ram Keli, just before the Lord delivered Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, he had an incredible kirtan with millions of people chanting and dancing. This kirtan went on for days. And the Nawab Hussein Shah, a very violent, cruel, Hindu-hating king, was right next door hearing the kirtan. The Lord invested within everyone's heart total fearlessness, completely depending on the grace of Krishna. It was in that wonderful occasion that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted that my name will be chanted in every town and village throughout the world. Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, along with Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, Gopal Bhatt Goswami, and Sri Jiva Goswami, by their example and by their sacred writings, they established the foundational basis by which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission will be fulfilled. And all of these great acharyas that followed, how they revealed through their life and their teachings the highest limits of pure spiritual love. The love of Radha for Krishna. And giving us the means by which we can enter into that lila of the love of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. Thakur Bhaktivinod, he revived the public image of the Gaudiya Sampradaya and predicted that there will be a great general who will spread the holy name throughout the world. He predicted that devotees from America, from Russia, from Africa, from all parts, from China, from India, all over the world, brothers, like brothers and sisters, will be dancing ecstatically together in Sri Mayapur Dham, glorifying the names of Gaur Nitai. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his noble son, dedicated his life to make this vision come true. He spread pure love of God throughout India, sent his top preachers to the West. But it was very difficult for them to achieve much. On the first meeting of Srila Prabhupada, our Bhaktivedanta Swami, he gave him the instruction, "You are intelligent, young man. Take the teachings of Lord Chaitanya in the English language and spread it throughout the world." We know the story of Prabhupada's humble beginning of his mission. Single-handedly, with no help except his faith in Guru and Harinam, he spread the glories of the holy name all over the world. When he started the center in 26 Second Avenue, he didn't even have a single dedicated person as a devotee. There was just a few people who were just taking some interest. They had 1 month's rent paid, and everybody doubted that they would even be able to pay the next month's rent for this small storefront. Prabhupada really surprised people at that time. He told them that he wanted to make his society a legal society. And he named it the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. This didn't make any sense to anyone. International? There's only a few interested people. In one little storefront in a corner of a poor little neighborhood of New York. But Prabhupada's pure love and compassion for Krishna and every living entity was so deep that he was willing to give his life to make this prediction come true. So Srila Prabhupada is the founder acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. It is his divine presence that is always permeating ISKCON that will unify us and will empower us. For all generations, all gurus who are taking such responsibility are assisting Srila Prabhupada in his mission by working together to spread the glories of pure love through Harinam. So there should be no sectarianism or egoism within our society. We should lovingly be united with respect for all Vaishnavas to serve Prabhupada's dream. His books are the basis of our spiritual lives, and his desire is our golden life. Trinadapi sunichena taror iba sehishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. If we want to actually make proper spiritual progress, we absolutely must live by this principle. There is no alternative. We must cultivate humility like a blade of grass, tolerance like the tree, be ready and eager to offer all respects to others, and expect none in return. This spirit, Krishna, will be pleased upon us. Reveal himself in his name, and then it will be our very nature to chant the holy name constantly. Harinam, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatiranyata. In the age of Kali, there is no other way except the chanting of the names of Hari to achieve the perfection of liberation. But we must very carefully guard against offenses. Everyone, please together recite the 10 offenses. We must be very careful to guard against these offenses. But actually, if we live by this most sacred principle of Trinadapi Sunichena Taror Ibasi Hishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari, then quite naturally the 10 offenses will be fulfilled. Last night we saw that wonderful drama regarding the mercy that Lord Chaitanya bestowed upon Prataparudra Maharaj. This story is a prominent theme of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. King Prataparudra was a great king, but the Lord rejected him. But when he was sincerely pleasing Ramananda Rai by his earnest efforts, Lord Chaitanya's heart became a little soft toward him. And when he saw the king taking the simple position of sweeping the street for Jagannath and the Vaishnavas, the Lord became very pleased. He was given the opportunity to massage the Lord's lotus feet in that secret garden and please the Lord's heart by singing the prayers of gopis. But then the Lord revealed the glories of the king to give us the understanding of what is really sacred. He said to the king, "You are giving me such nectar. Who are you?" King Prataparudra was in disguise. What is he supposed to do when the Lord asks, "Who are you?" You can't lie to the Supreme Lord. He spoke the most intimate truth of his heart. He said, "I am the insignificant servant of the servant of your servants, and my only aspiration in life is to be the servant of your servants." Because actually this is our only true identity. We are neither kings or street sweepers. The nature of the soul is that we are the eternal servant of the Lord, and that should be our only aspiration in life. So in our dealings with all Vaishnavas, and factually in our dealings with every living entity, we should apply this principle. We should honor and worship Srila Prabhupada, our founder Acharya, as the principal connection to the Supreme Absolute Truth. We should honor and respect the Diksha Gurus as well as the Shiksha Gurus who are within our society. We should, with honor and respect, become friends with all devotees within our society. And if we are in a slightly senior position, we should serve those with compassion by encouraging them. In this way, every relation we have is the spirit of servant of the servant of the servant. Even the grossest sinful materialists, we are also in the mood of their servants. We try to serve them by giving them prasad, by giving them a book, by giving them Harinam. We may serve them by defeating their misconceptions. Or if they're very offensive and atheistic, then we are their humble servant by totally avoiding them. But our mood is always servant, because it is that spirit alone that attracts Krishna. So in this way, we must very, very seriously cultivate attachment to serving Vaishnavas, showing kindness to the conditioned souls, and chanting the holy names. There can be no emphasis that can be enough to the importance of the chanting of the holy names, the association of devotees. Today many of you will be taking vows in this regard. Really, the vow is a vow of complete faithfulness, to strive to be the humble servant of the servant through following these regulative principles and sincerely chanting the holy name.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
If you try to be great, you will fall down. Just try to be the servant of the servant of the great, and you will be eternally protected. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.